We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, look, I don't know what Brian Kelly was earning in coach's salary at Notre Dame, but I'm sure it was right up there. These college coaches, some of them make more than NFL coaches, and I guess in some ways they're worth it. This is an investment on the part of the university. So what about the return on investment? Ron Samford, president, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Ron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott.
So this is a big investment, $10 million, probably a little more than that with bonuses over the next 10 years. $100 million, $10 million a year for the next 10 years. That's a lot of money for the school to invest. Are they expecting a direct return on that investment?
Well, sure they are. They're expecting to certainly maintain what they have now, of course. The football program is the premier driver for, you know, all of the sports in college athletics. So they have to do big on football. And I think incrementally, this is not a lot more than what they were paying. Coach O was making over $9 million a year, second highest paid in the country. So this is just kind of a maintenance, maybe a little step up to add somebody with the talent of Brian Kelly.
I was surprised that Coach O was earning that much. I mean, the last I remember hearing, and it's got to be higher than this now, but the last I remember hearing was that Saban was one of the top paid coaches, and he was making around $7 million a year. So I was surprised to hear that Coach O was earning that much. But they get allowances for homes, and I think Brian Kelly's getting $1.6 million to buy a home.
Well, what I read was $1.2 million in interest-free loan.
Okay.
For a home purchase was reported, and a couple of car allowances, and they spread the wealth. But it's a highly competitive field, as you mentioned, Scoot.
All right. So how do they measure their return on investment?
Well, the return on investment is what you invest, and in this case, let's say $100 million over 10 years. So it's $10 million a year, and then how much revenue and ultimately net revenue, net income that you generate off of that. And I don't know what the specifics of the football program the revenues are, but as I mentioned, they are the dominant revenue source that keep all of the other sports afloat. And you would have to figure – they've got one of the top three, four, five stadiums in terms of capacity in the country, and they sell it out. And all the concessions and all the football jerseys that they sell, that I'm sure that they are making a substantial return in the, probably low 10 figures, 10%, something like that.
Well, if they were paying Coach O a little over $9 million, then this isn't that big of a jump in terms of their expenditure.
No, it's really not. It's really not. So they should continue to do very well. Of course, they have done very well with the Tiger Foundation and funding most of that.
Would this be an excuse to raise the prices of tickets?
There's always an excuse to raise prices.
Legitimate and some aren't. We know that.
Right. But it could be the case. You never know. We'll see what the product is, but it certainly he's had a very storied career so far, and no reason to think he can't continue or exceed that at the at LSU.
Well, there's a big difference, really, with the whole economy in Baton Rouge and in the state in general. There's a big difference between just having an average football team and being a really great football team where you're consistently in the playoffs and maybe in the hunt for the national championship. The buzz that associates with all of that turns into money.
No question about it, year after year after year. And I think one of the interesting things, and I listened to his press conference today, is one of the things that held him back at Notre Dame, in a sense, is the focus on academics. And here he'll have much less restrictions in that area.
Well, and let's be honest about this. At Notre Dame, they made him go to class.
That tends to happen at private schools.
Yeah, I think this has been one of the problems with Tulane. You know, I mean, look, hey, if you're gonna make us go to class, then that's a whole different story.
It is.
I mean, I'm kind of joking about that, but there's a lot of truth in that. And when you hear a lot of people speak when they get into professional sports after college, you can tell that they haven't taken many courses.
That is sometimes fairly apparent. I would agree with you. But they have enough money to hire good agents. So
that's right. It's all about the money. But I just, I know you know sports and love sports. So personally, do you feel like this is a really good move for LSU?
Well, I do. You know, Ryan's only 60 years old, and he still has a lot of ambition. Nick Saban is 70, so he's got 10 years to go to get to Nick's storage spot.
Well, I'd like to think that life's not over when you're 60 or when you're even 70. And then you look at the Rolling Stones and how old they are, and so yeah, there's definitely life after 60.
For sure. So he could be here good for a long, long time.
Yeah. All right, Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for your time and expertise.
You bet. My pleasure, Scott.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.